We are learning Masechtas Sota, Daf Mem Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Beis. We had in the first Mishnah in the Perek all different things that can be said of Chol Lashon, and certain things have to be said Dafka and Lashon HaKadosh. And one of the things that have to be in Lashon HaKadosh is Birchas Kehanim and Birchas Kohen Gadol. What is Birchas Kohen Gadol exactly? So Birchas Kohen Gadol Ketzav, Chazan HaKnesses, Noitel Sefer Torah, which means like Rashi says, after on Yom Kippur, after they finish the Avodas HaYom, they read in the Torah, they lay in the Torah. And how they go about this, Ketzav, Chazan HaKnesses, Noitel Sefer Torah, the Chazan HaKnesses goes, gets the Sefer Torah. Who's the Chazan HaKnesses? So there's a bit of Knesses on Har HaBayis. The Chazan HaKnesses is the Shamash HaKnesses. He's the one who brings in and out the tables, and he makes the Teva. He prepares everything. That's the Chazan HaKnesses. And he gives it, he takes it to Rav Loi, the Rosh HaKnesses. He gives it to the Rosh HaKnesses. Who's the Rosh HaKnesses? Rashi, the Rosh HaKnesses is the one who decides who's Mafter Benavi, who goes up for the Amid, like the Gabbai, we call the Gabbai. That's the Rosh HaKnesses. But Rosh HaKnesses, there's an Askan. The Rosh HaKnesses gives it to the Askan. The Askan is the next in line to be Kohen Gadol. Vaskan, he's the second one, he's the assistant Kohen Gadol. Vaskan knows the Kohen Gadol, and the Skan hands it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, Oymed, when the Sefer Torah comes to the Kohen Gadol, he stands up to Mekabel it. When Mekabel, he takes the Sefer Torah, Vekari, he leans Acharei Mois. He leans the first parasha of Acharei Mois, which means the whole parasha of Yom Kippur. Then he skips the parashas Emor, and he leans Va'ach Be'esar. He leans the pasuk of Yom Kippur that's found in parashas Emor. Parashas Emor is only two parashas after Acharei Mois. So it doesn't take long to get there, because while the Meturgaman is talking, he rolls quickly to Emor. Then the girl's Torah, he closes the Torah, he's also laying one more thing. He still has to lay the parashas of Mesafim that's found in the parashas Pinchas. But that's a long galil. You have to roll the Sefer Torah a lot to get there. So the girl's Torah, he closes up the Sefer Torah, he puts him on his lap. Vomar, he says, yes, really, the Sefer Torah is a kosher Sefer Torah, much more than I lained, it says over here. He lanes Parashas Pinchas Ba'peh, even though he says that the Sefer Torah is perfect, it's there. But it's Tirchot Tzibur, therefore he lanes it Ba'peh. And he makes on the Torah afterwards eight brachas. Ala Torah, Vala Voida, Vala Yida, Vala Mechis Ovan, Vala Mikdash, Vala Yishol, Vakarim, Vala Koshayim, Vala Shara Tfilim. Explain each one. Ala Torah, what does Ala Torah mean? Rashi says, Ala Torah is a bracha shalachareha, which means, Asher Noshlon Torah Semes, Chayim on Tav Ischeinu. Now, what happened to the bracha Asher Bachabanu? That's a very good question. And the Tosis HaRosh says, when you say Ala Torah, it means both the bracha before and the bracha afterwards. That's how the Tosis HaRosh learns. It says Ala Torah, Rashi says it means bracha shalachareha. The Tosis HaRosh learns, he says, Mavarach Allah Shmeir Brachas Ala Torah, Birchas Torah Lefanel Vachareha, Choshev V'chadah. But it's considered one bracha. We're not counting that as two. It means the bracha before and the bracha afterwards. Some achrayim learn that they didn't make a bracha before the Torah, because since everyone made brachas Torah that day, they didn't make a bracha. This wasn't a regular Kriyas Torah. But Tzibur didn't have Kriyas Torah, they didn't make a bracha. But that's the sounding of Rashi. They didn't make a bracha before, but bracha achra. Next bracha is al avoda. That was like Ritzei. The next one, the third one was Haidah. That's Maidim, because when you finish the Avodah, you always do Haidah. Like the Pasuk says, Zaveach Toidah Yechbedeni. You always, after you do Avodah, you do a Toidah. That's number three. The fourth one is Mechilas Avain, which is Atabach HaTonu, and you end off Meichel V'Shalech L'Avain Esenu, L'Avain Esam V'Yisro. The fifth bracha is Al HaMikdash, you inspire Al HaMikdash, and you end Baruch HaShem Baruch HaMikdash. The next one is Al Yisro, which is Mispala Yisrael, and Yechosim, you end, Baruch HaBoicha Ba'am Yisrael. The next one is Kahanim, and like Rashi says in Masechtas Yuma, what you say is Baruch Shabach Bazar Shal Aaron. And then you make a Baruch HaYerushalayim, and you make a Baruch HaYerushalayim as well, and then it says Al-Shar Tvila. Now let's count them up. Al-Tayra, Al-Avayda, Al-Yidah, Al-Machiz Ovens 4, Al-Mikdash 5, Yisrael is 6, Al-Kahanim is 7, Al-Yerushalayim is 8, Va'Shar Tvila is 9, So you have to know what's going on here. Some are not gurus al Yerushalayim. Some say Ashar Tefillah is not counted. But upon him, these are the brachas he make. Now the only question we still have to make to explain is that what's the makar that has to be dafka b'loshon hakodesh? What's the makar that has to be dafka b'loshon hakodesh? So there's again on this is a Tosfos HaRosh who says something, a few words here. And he says, Tosfos Rosh says, like this, he says, V'lo yadana mayne marim v'loshon ha-kodesh, mayishno mishar tefilo brachos. We had before that tefila can be said v'choloshon, birchas ha-mazon can be said v'choloshon. So v'os epizis says v'loshon ha-kodesh, and for the Tosfos Rosh, v'shema m'shemaylas kedushas hayoyim tiknum loymar v'loshon ha-kodesh. Maybe because the mayla of the kedushas hayoyim, they're misakin to say v'loshon ha-kodesh. The Rishash is busy with a Tosfos Yontif that goes a little different mahalach, but this is the mahalach Tosfos Rosh that it's out the kedushas hayoyim. Tosfos Yontif was saying is because since he read the Sefer Torah and that's Lashon Kodesh, therefore the brachos Lashon Kodesh, but he has problems with this. The Rosh Hashash like Tosfos Yontif's pshat, back upon him. This is the pshat in our Mishnah. Zog to Gemara. So it starts off. Said, so how do you get the Sefer Torah? What happens with Sefer Torah is that the Chazan the Knesset hands it to the Rosh HaKnesset, Rosh HaKnesset hands it to the Skan to Kohen Gadol. Shamat Minei, we know, you see from here, Cholkin Kavod L'Talmud M'Makar Rav. You see from here that you give a Kavod to a Talmud B'Makarim the Rav. Because here, the Kohen Gadol is standing right here, and each fellow is giving it to the person who's bigger than him. The chazan to the chazan to the roish to the skan. Why don't you give it straight to Kohen Gadol? You don't have a chabad underlings when the gadol's right here. And so machlekes the mesechtes bar basra, you're allowed to do that. So you see from here, you're allowed to be chaylik kavod le talmud makarav. Amabaya, no, it's not right. Really, maybe you can't be chaylik. When there's a rav standing here, you go straight to the rav. You don't we're not chaylik kavod le talmud makarav. But on Abaye here, the whole thing was because of the covet of the Kohen Gadol. Kula Mashum Kvoid of the Kohen Gadol. It's all because of the covet of the Kohen Gadol. That's why we are passing Sefer Torah from mile to mile to show how big the Kohen Gadol is. He's bigger than this because everyone's giving it to someone bigger than him. And all the way to the biggest, the Kohen Gadol, that shows the mile of the Kohen Gadol. That's the mile here. I didn't see this, but someone told me the Aruch HaShulchan learns that the chazan should not take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron. You should have someone take it out of the Aron and hand it to them. The Makar is from this halacha that you hand it out to cover the Kohen Gadol. I guess the cover of the Torah is that someone should do psicha and hand it to the chazan. The chazan himself should not be the one who takes it out of the Aron. Maybe this is more covered. You see, handing it out of the covered. You have to know what the dimion is exactly here. Because here we're saying out to kvod the Kohen Gadol. But I and Shom into that Indian one day. The Kohen Gadol. Oymed umakabel v'kayre. It says, the Kohen Gadol, the Sefer Torah comes, he stands up. It means he was sitting till now, and he stands up. Right, the Gemara, Oymed, Mechal di Yoshev, who stands like he was sitting. V'omar, we learned, we have a memra, in Yeshiva ba'azara, elamachas, v'ezdova ba'ad. We have a memra, which Tosh says there's no where it is. We have it in a lot of masechtas, but always says omar. Says that we know that in yeshiva ba'azara al malke v'ezdova ba'ad. There's no yeshiva ba'azara, she never said in the pasuk. V'ayovoy hamelech, Vayavi Amelch David, Vayeshiv Nei Hashem, Vayemer, Mi Anoichi. It says that Amelch David was sitting in front of Hashem, and he says, Mi Anoichi. We see he was sitting. So you see that Malchus Beis David was allowed to sit in front of Hashem. Now the question is, but how do you know you're not allowed to sit in the Azara? It just says that you're allowed to, Malchus Beis David was allowed to sit there. So there's a Rashi in Masechtas Yuma that says, because the Pasuk says, Lamoid L'Sharis, or the Pasuk says, Oim Mishom Fnei Hashem, so you see that you have to stand. The only time you find Yeshiva is only Malchus Beis David. So you find that David HaMelech sat in the Azara, and therefore you see that Yeshiva Ba'azara L'malachah Beis David. Ah, good kasha, Moshi. But David HaMelech, the Beis HaMikdash was not built yet. There was no Azara in the Beis HaMikdash in the David's days. Very good kasha. The Ma'asha speaks about this. The Ma'asha says, Loi hoya b'mei David as Ezra Beis HaMikdash. There was no emphasis in May David. So Mashiach says he was sitting in the Mishkan. But the problem is that the ones who know Nach say that this pasuk is not really talking about that either. It was only when the Aron was in a certain place. Maybe it's for the Aron. A lot of Torah here. That it could be Yeshiva Ba'azara is Lav Dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it's the Varla Fnei Hashem. Anywhere the Aron is, that's called Fnei Hashem. That's the problem. Mark upon him, one thing you do see. Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara L'malchi B'zol B'Avan. The kasha is, how could the Kohen Gadol be sitting over here in the Azara? And for the Gemara, simple Torah, who said it was the Azara? We learn Rav Chista be'ezras noshim, like Rav Chista will answer on the next Gemara. Ezras noshim, hachinami be'ezras noshim. We're talking about that the whole Kriyas HaTorah took place in the Ezras noshim, and therefore there you're allowed to sit. There you're allowed to sit. Where was Rav Chista's memra said on the next Gemara? Meisvei veheichon kairim boy, veheichon kairim boy. Where do you lay? So what is going on? Some say it's going on hakel. Vehechan kairim boy, Ba'azara, where do you lean? Ba'azara. Was Yaakov Aimer Bahara Bites. They lean to Harabites. Shinema Vikr boy Lufnea Rachoiva Fresh Aramayim. And the kasha is that how can you say lean to Nazara if Lechaira Mustama was the same process that it was the Kohen Gadol was sitting or whoever was sitting and Aimer the Makabel. And we Lechaira, Pasha, maybe we're talking about when Ezra leaned, because this is going on, this psukkim are going when Ezra leaned the Sefer Torah, and Ezra was not a melech. So the question is, how could it be Ba'azara? How could they be sitting? Hechon Karba could be going on Ezra, and Ezra leaned from the Sefer Torah. It says he did an Azara, the Yaakov said in the Harbayis. The Karim Azara, how can you do it? How can you be sitting? And we assume it's the same process as our Mishnah where they pass it on, and the one who's leaning stands up to greet the Sefer Torah. So you see a lot of sit in Azara. And the Gemara, Chista be'ezes nashim. It was in the Ezes Nashim, and this is where Chista was said, this halacha, that be'ezes nashim, the whole leaning was Ezes Nashim, and that's where they taka were allowed to sit, because that was not the Azara. Let's see one more Gemara, because we have a few more minutes. V'koyrei achrei mois v'ach ba'asa. It says that they leaned on Yom Kippur, the parasha of achrei mois, and they leaned the parasha of Yom Kippur that's found in parashas Emor. V'raminu m'nasi v'kasha, this is a Mishnah m'sechtes Megillah, medalgim b'navi, v'ein medalgim v'tayra. The halacha is, you're allowed to jump around and off. We find a lot of times when we learn v'tayra, we jump from one pasuk to another pasuk, we skip 20 psukim sometimes. But v'tayra, we don't skip. That's what it says in the Mishnah Megillah. We don't skip v'tayra. So the kasha is, how you let us skip? You're not skipping the Torah. You're skipping from Achri Mois to Parashat Emor. You're skipping. On my baya loy kasha. Kam b'kadesh yivsik ha-torgumen. Kam b'kadesh yivsik ha-torgumen. It's not shver. Depends how long the skipping is. If the skipping could be made in enough time that the Torgumen didn't finish talking yet, then it's fine. It's only if it takes longer than the Torgumen talks, then it's already a problem. You're not allowed to skip. Freit the Gemara. It says on that halacha of medalgam benavi medalgam teira that even benavi you only can medalgam benavi. It's a part of that Mishnah there. Ketani medalgam benavi ve'em medalgam teira ve'ad kama madlig. That even by navi you can't skip more than the time it takes for the Torgumen to finish his translation. So bechlal the betayra klal loy, because even that by navi lara medalgam is only in this time frame. So the Torah can't do it. It means the Torah can't do it at all. So how do you say allowed to do in Torah because it's a short amount of time? It's a void mission, not like that. Even a short amount of time is not allowed. There's a difference. One Indian and two Inyanim. That in one Indian, you're allowed to skip a Torah, but not in two Inyanim. Masha'inke by Navi, even allowed to skip a two Inyanim. And the reason is because the Torah is something we learn every all the intricate halachas that we have all from the Torah. And we don't want someone to confuse someone. So you don't skip Me'inyan Indian because that's too confusing. And even if the Torah is not going to be mafsik, but still, you don't go Inyan Indian. By Navi, when that's when Allah has learned from Navi, there you can skip Me'inyan Indian. But Tanya, I'll bring a raya. Tanya means Benichusa, I'll bring a raya to this idea. Medagim Me'tar Binyan Echad. When Navi is staying Yanim, the Torah is allowed to skip the same Indian. Let's say Yom Kippur. You're allowed to do that. When Navi, even the staying Yanim, allowed to skip. Vikan, both skipping have to be Vikadei, so Yifsai Ka Torgumin. Only the time it takes for Torgumin to be Mafsi. It can't be longer than that. V'eimidalgin, Benavi Lenavi. Now, even though you're allowed to skip by Navi, even two in Yanim, but you're not allowed to go from one Navi to another Navi. You're not allowed to be laning to Navi Yeshua and skip the Shaiftim, or Shaiftim to Malachim. You're not allowed to do that. But in Trey Asa itself, you're allowed to go from one Navi to another Navi. Actually, the ones who have Klaf, all those Navim, all in one Klaf, the Trey Asa usually. But you can't go, you can't go to Mafreya. And it's Machlokes Rishonim, what it means you can't go to Mafreya. Does it mean you can't go to Mafreya even in one Navi? Or it means, in the case you're going from Navi to Navi in Trey Asa, could you go from beginning of Sefer, from the end of Sefer to the beginning of Sefer? Back upon him, the bottom line is that we're coming out, the reason why you're allowed to skip by Yom Kippur is because it's one Inyan, and by one Inyan, even by Torah, you're allowed to medaleg as long as you do it in the right time frame of Kadesh Lo Yivsei Ka Torgumen.